hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master with Dominica Dive Fest Part 2. Yes, two full broadcasts coming to you from the Nature Island. I'm hanging out at, where?
Aldive.
Aldive, of course. Right. Of course. No, we're going to be hanging around with Woody for the next couple hours. He's kind of our chauffeur here on the island. Woody is off in town checking things out, but he's handed us off to his brother Billy here at Aldive. That's one of the dive operations here on Dominica, and actually it's morning time here on the island as we're recording the show, and he's just done a presentation of some oceanic computers to some of his dive instructors or staff here at Aldive. Right, Billy?
That's right. That's right. Hi, Scuba Radio. Hi, Scuba Radio fans all over the world. Greetings from Dominica. This is Billy from Aldive, A-L-D-I-V-E, in Dominica. Beautiful day. I want to say thanks for listening to Scuba Radio. And thanks for Dan at Oceanic.
Dan Emke, the CEO of Oceanic, he hooked you guys up with like, 40? It's crazy the amount of dive computers they got for you guys. That's part of the what they're doing. They're sponsoring the event, and they've supplied these dive computers for you to give to your staff, right? Your dive masters and things?
Yeah, first country in the world, Oceanic has come through and helped the dive industry on a whole. And the dive staff are just loving it. I'm literally having to kick them away because they're lining up for these computers.
That's right. They got new Oceanic Geo wrist mount computers. These are really nice computers. I use these things. These are sweet.
Not only are they functional, but they're actually quite stylish too. You know, you can wear them out, and they come in different colors.
A chick magnet, aren't they?
Well, something like that. You got to talk to my eligible bachelors about that.
Yes. Okay. All right. We're going to have to do that. Bring some of them over here. Let's talk to some of these, Billy. Who do you got? Star pupil? Who's your star staff member here at Aldive?
Well, they're all stars here at Aldive, and so are you if you come diving with us. But I'm going to call over one of the local guys, Alan, and he's going to tell you all about it because I am going right now in the water with my brand new Geo Oceanic dive computer. Thank you, Oceanic, and thank you, Scuba Radio. Have a great day, and keep bubbling.
Keep bubbling. Yeah, I like that. Alan, right?
Yeah,
good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Now, did you need a new dive computer? I would imagine this came in pretty handy, didn't it?
Yeah. I really wanted a dive computer from Oceanic because I have a matching mask. And
You wanted to be more stylish. You wanted to add a matching set. Yeah. Now you do, huh?
Yeah, no, I do, thanks to Oceanic.
Absolutely. Now, what is a typical day in the life here at Aldive for you? What, you come here and you're training divers or just taking them out to dive or what?
Well, a typical day starts with getting my yard ready and then meeting my fine guests, taking them out for diving. We see whale sharks, stuff like that. So
whale sharks?
Really? Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to take me out to see a whale shark today? I wasn't expecting that.
Maybe.
Yeah, anything's possible here in Dominica. That's the deal. Now, right here at Aldive, you guys have a really nice shore dive, don't you?
Yeah, we have a nice, beautiful patch reef, which starts out at about 20 feet offshore. So it's real easy for novice divers and professional divers. Yeah.
Well, we have a mermaid in training to become a open water diver here today.
Really?
You know, she's doing her final exam right now. Did you know that?
No, actually.
So we'll have to take her out here on this dive and search for a whale shark.
Really? Yeah. We could do that.
You'll help me with that.
I will.
Because you have to test your new dive computer. And okay. So you can kind of help me out. You can kind of assist my instruction.
Of course.
Nice. So, do you have a favorite spot out here yourself? Do you go out to, what is it, Scott's Head down the way there or what?
Well, my favorite spot actually is La Sorcier or the Witch's Point.
The Witch's Point.
Yeah.
And why is that?
This is part of our abyss.
Of abyss, yeah. A big trench.
This is what we
like call a wall dive.
Yeah, a wall dive. Okay, which was almost 2,000-3,000 meters.
Ooh, that's a little deep.
Yeah, it's a very dramatic wall dive filled with lots of different corals, colors, and for feet you drop and it doesn't change. It gets more beautiful. So
that's one of your faves.
One of my favorites.
So that's Witch's Point, or as you said, what was a
Saucier.
Let's say it one more time.
Saucier.
Okay, Witch's Point. We'll just go with that. Because if I can't say it or I can't remember it, no one listening will. But Witch's Point, you come to All Dive, dive with Billy, Alan, and the gang. You got a pretty good staff. Who? What?
Kieran.
Kieran's over there. He's been sporting his Scuba Radio hat, too. He's styling.
Yeah, he's styling. I need a Scuba Radio hat. Where's my Scuba Radio hat?
Okay, we'll hook you up. Well, I think we might be able to accommodate you. We got a hat or a shirt or a new mermaid tee. Could you use a mermaid T-shirt?
Yeah, I could use a mermaid tee and a mermaid.
Yeah, okay, you're just like a mermaid. He doesn't really care about the T-shirt. He's just like a mermaid. All right, fair enough. We'll see what we can do. Well, Alan, congratulations on your new dive computer, and thank you for hosting us here for Dive Fest.
You're welcome, guys. Come on back.
All right, there you go. All Dive, one of the dive operators that we're going to be diving with throughout Dive Fest and just having a good time. Now, we have Alicia. She is our mermaid in training. She's doing her final exam. She had to, what, she's sneaking away? Is that the deal?
We're bothering her.
Well, let's bother her some more. I mean, that's, you know, I'm her dive instructor, see? And she's doing her final exam right now while we're doing our little show. So I figure I better go check in on her and see how she's doing. Alicia, how you holding up?
I'm all right, Greg. Leave me alone.
All right. There you go. She's deep thought. And the final few questions of her final exam for her PADI open water dive certification that we're trying to set up here through Dive Fest. And by the end of Dive Fest, we may have a new certified open water diver mermaid, Alicia. So we'll see how that goes, and you'll hear about that over the next couple hours. Now, Simon Walsh from the Dominican Water Sports Association, he's the man in charge. Simon, you got something else going on here today with these Sea Life cameras. Tell me about this. What is this demo program you got going on today here at All Dive?
Yeah, well, of course, we're really happy to have Oceanic on board as they're sort of subsidizing the dive industry. And the great thing that we've done with that is making sure that all the local dive masters and instructors have a computer on their wrist. So for safety reasons and everything, have a good quality computer that can take the ins and outs of everyday operation.
And so they can style when they're out at the clubs, hanging out with the guests and using it as a chick magnet or whatever, right?
Billy said, we'll let the young bachelors talk about that. Us married people have no idea what you're talking about.
Of course, exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, so that's one great side of it. The other great thing that we have going on all this week, as you said, is Sea Life cameras. So we have a demo going on. So we are demonstrating the Sea Life camera, the new 12 megapixel Sea Life camera. We're using that. We're showing everybody how to use it. And then we're going off for a dive right now, actually. And the best for everybody throughout the entire week at all the different dive shops in Dominica will be taking pictures underwater. And then on Friday, we have a photo exhibition where we take all these pictures and put them together, make a nice slideshow, and we'll have first, second, and third places, and people can win cameras and all kinds of goodies from our various sponsors. So that's just another event we have. It's great to have Sea Life cameras. It kind of adds a little. We have such nice reefs here and creatures and so much good stuff to take pictures of.
Mermaids.
Oh, yes, mermaids.
Yes, we got mermaids here. Yeah. Is there a mermaid category, or are there categories on the photo competition?
There's always an opportunity for the best photo of a mermaid during the entire week will win a prize.
Yes, and we got Mermaid Angela in the water this morning at All Dive. Angela, you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's get in.
Yeah, are you ready to have your picture taken by a bunch of Dominican Sea Life camera toters?
I'm up for it. I'm ready to see the new Sea Life cameras and see what the competition brings.
See what magic they can create. See if they can capture that mermaid magic that we have brought to the island. What do you think, Simon? I think it's possible.
I think so. Yeah. And I think she's been around Miss Dominica, and she's been around so many of our local stars this week, you know. So
yeah, we got to talk about Miss Dominica. Yesterday at one of the other resorts that we were at, the Anchorage Hotel, they were doing some pool stuff, and we had our mermaids in the water. And Miss Dominica, she's like the beauty queen or representative from Dominica or something, right?
Yeah, she won Miss Dominica, and then she went and she's won two other awards in the region. I'm not sure I can remember the exact names of the
Miss Carnival or something.
Caribbean.
Miss Caribbean.
She's like exactly. Supergirl, supermodel.
Yeah, she's done so well, and she's got another competition coming up very, very soon. We're really, really proud of her. And but apart from that, it was really great to see her spirit to come down to the pool at Anchorage. She went diving in the pool. She loved it. She went diving in the sea with some of our instructors. She loved that. She came back, and then she posed with Angela in the mermaid tail.
Yes.
And that was just fantastic. And those photos are up on Facebook right now, actually.
Are they? So, okay.
Yeah,
we're going to
go on Facebook and do a search for Dive Fest. You'll find the photos of Miss Dominica and Angela in their mermaid outfit.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to have to get her up on Scuba Radio as well, because she did a fine job as a mermaid in training. Yeah. I don't know if it was the instruction she got from Angela or what, but she knew how to work it.
She knows how to work it, and she was, because they were on shore and on dry land, she was actually really working her poses. I think if she'd had to go in the sea and do any posing, Angela would have had to do a little bit more training.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, you got to ease her into the whole program, and maybe that's what we do. Maybe we can make Miss Dominica our first official Scuba Radio mermaid here in on the island. What do you think?
I think we should go. She's done so well winning awards around the region that I think it would be an honor for Dominica to have her as an official mermaid.
Yeah, and you got her in the ocean yesterday for like a Discover Scuba, but I think the plan is, it sounds like she's interested in actually learning how to dive and get certified for the whole shebang. Is that the vibe you're getting from her too?
She definitely wants to get certified, but what I'm worried about, Greg, is do you think we'll be able to find any dive masters or instructors willing to teach Miss Dominica? I mean,
you know what? I bet I could help you out. I bet I know a couple that I've just stumbled across actually last night at the bar that we were hanging out. But you know, yeah. You know, the sacrifices some of the dive masters here on the island may have to make to teach Miss Dominica, you know, I don't know. I think you'll find some assistance in that regard. You know what? We ought to make her a Scuba Radio mermaid, bring her to NEMA in Las Vegas this year.
Wow, that's a big goal. That's a big goal. It's great. I mean, so what we would have is we'd have Jewelers International Swiss Army Victorinox bringing the mermaids down to Dominica, and Scuba Radio could take a Dominica mermaid up to NEMA in the States.
It sounds like a fair trade.
I like it. I like it. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. We got something to look forward to. What do you think about our mermaid in training? Alicia's in deep thought. You think she's going to be able to pull this off?
She's a little easy to distract, though. I mean, you know, here we are running around doing all these activities, and she can't concentrate on her exams. What's up with that?
She is in deep thought. She is focused. She is laser focused on getting the job done. And I like that in my young dive pupils. Don't you?
Yes, yeah. And young, I thought you were going to say young mermaids there, so when you said dive pupils, you threw me off.
But yeah, well, yeah, okay.
It's great she's getting certified when she's down here, and, you know, what a place to get certified. Dominica, all our great diving, she's going to be spoiled for the rest
she's
of her life.
She's going to be spoiled rotten. She has no idea, but you're going to hear all about it right here on The Big Show. Single Scott's here. We're going to talk to him. We're going to do some more diving here off of All Dive. We're going to visit some of the other dive operators, some of these world-class dive sites they have off of the Nature Island, and all you have to do is stick around for the next couple hours and hear all about it. So sit back and relax and join us here for Dominica Dive Fest 2010.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the bends. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh. Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh. Scuba Radio, oh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's even more awesome when you're in Dominica. That's where we are right now. We're actually diving with Dive Dominica, and we're on the boat during our surfers interval. Yes, we get a little diving, we get a little drinking, we hang out with the Dominican folks here in the dive industry. And, of course, there's a group from Atlanta, from a dive center. We may talk to those folks here in just a bit. But I'm here with Izzy. Now, he's kind of like Simon's right-hand man at the Dominican Water Sports Association. Izzy, how you doing, buddy? You're holding up well.
Good morning, Greg. Hey, everybody out there. As he said, we're diving with Dive Dominica today. We've got a crowd out of Atlanta today. I'm here holding up very well, thank you very much. We had one of the mermaids earlier shaking her tail on the boat.
Then she put on her mermaid tail. Hello, I'll be here all week, thank you. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar.
Yep, she did. If you follow us on Facebook, look for Dive Fest 2010. We're going to have all kinds of incriminating evidence up there later. Been a great week. Lots of interest in the cameras. I'm speaking primarily for Sea Life Cameras, one of our major sponsors. It's been fun. What do you think, Greg?
Hey, it's been great. And matter of fact, we got to backtrack just a bit here in time because, you know, we're taping throughout the week. And so a couple days have passed since our last little recorded segment that you heard just a few moments ago. And now we have actually experienced Sunset Bay Dive Resort, and we got to give props out to what's her name, Marcella?
Marcella.
She hooked us up with a lobster lunch like I have never had before in my life. Is that fairly typical for Dominica?
It was the VIP treatment, and tell me you didn't enjoy it.
Oh, and no, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I'm saying it was I was in heaven. I mean, she just brought out mounds and mounds of lobster. Scott, you know, he enjoyed the feast himself, I think, didn't you, Scott?
Well, we kept telling her we were full, and they kept bringing out plates and plates and plates of more lobster, and they were forced on us.
Yes, they were forced on us, and we obliged. And, you know, it would have been rude to turn them away. You know, that would have offended the Dominican folks here. And actually, she's from, what, Germany, I believe?
Belgium,
that's right, Belgium. Sunset Bay House, we were there last year. She's an amazing lady, and it's a great dive operation on the west side of Dominica, right?
Correct. Most of the diving's on the west coast, yeah, Caribbean side.
Caribbean side, right. So you can look that up online as well, Sunset Bay House.
It was lovely over there. I mean, you can't believe how well they do everything there. They have a hotel. It's a whole dive resort. They do everything over there.
Yeah, and then yesterday, Izzy and Simon took us and the mermaids off for a little day trip, a little day tripping. And we found two beaches here in Dominica where, you know, I don't know, when you think about Dominica from a dive destination, now I've been here three times. I've never really considered it a beach destination until yesterday's excursion. Is that true there, Izzy?
We do have beaches. Yes, this is true. Many sons of beaches, too.
Yeah, hello.
No, we are not known as a beach destination. There's, you know, so many islands in the Caribbean with sporting sandy beaches. We do have them. You just got to know where to look. And they come in a variety of shades, from the nice black sand yesterday to pure white.
Yeah, we went to the site where they had the Black Pearl beached in Pirates of the Caribbean 2. And, man, you talk about an amazing spot. Not only are they remote and, you know, there's hardly anyone else around, but they're tough to get to because they're kind of like a little off-road trail to even get to these spots. So you kind of have to know somebody like our friend Woody, who you'll hear a little bit later on after we pop open the, what is it, the Johnny Walker night is tonight, right?
Yeah. Tonight we have the Jingping Ting. Jingping is a traditional Dominican music, if you like. It'll be generally a guy with a rubbing the sticks on a calendar. There'll be
on a calendar or on a scraper, like a vegetable scraper.
Yeah, something like that. There's a musical instrument called the boom boom, made out of bamboo, and accompaniment will be on an accordion. It's stuff that's been going back many, many years.
All right, and we're going to experience that today on the show. You're going to hear that because we're going to take the recorder after everybody gets a little socially lubricated. Plus, Mermaid Alicia, she's learning how to dive. You're going to hear all about that and more. Stick around as we continue our broadcast from Dominica Dive Fest on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
All right, we are hanging out on our surface interval here in Dominica with Dive Dominica at the moment here for Dominica Dive Fest. I'm here with Izzy. He's like Simon's right-hand man from the Dominican Water Sports Association. They do a lot of underwater photography, topside stuff, shooting Dominican models, mermaids. Now that you can add that to your resume, you've gotten plenty of experience with that now that we've been here a couple years.
Well, yeah, and I keep getting better every year.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. He's saying that because Mermaid Alicia is here with him as well. Has he taken appropriate photos of you in the mermaid tail there, Alicia?
Absolutely. Completely professional.
Yes. Now, Alicia is on her second open water dive as she moves forward becoming a paddy open water diver, thanks to me, because I am a dive instructor, and she's a pretty good diver. Have you seen her dive yet?
No, but I've seen her tail many times.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I guess we'll leave it at that. What do you mean, no?
Whammy.
All right, she has a nice sense of humor, so it works out. And they're right next to each other, and she can smack them anytime she wants. So it's all good, clean fun. Now, Izzy is also, are you judging the photo competition that you're doing with Sea Life as well?
I am one of the judges, yes.
So what do you have different categories. Basically, that you have demo units of the new Sea Life underwater camera and housing, and people can do what?
Okay, every year, Sea Life Camera graciously ships us the latest and greatest in their models. It's basically demo for anybody to try. Obviously, it's pitched at people who aren't already in the photography business underwater or anything. And we do a briefing about the cameras, show them how to use it, and cut them loose for a very small fee, which goes back to the DWA, the Water Sports Association. At the end of the week, we have a slideshow and best of. And the winner wins a brand new Sea Life, in this case, DC-1200 Elite kit.
Oh, wow, nice. So you actually give one away as one of the big prizes.
Yeah. First place is the entire kit. Second place is the camera only. And this year I've got vouchers for money off, rebates for anyone wanting to buy stuff. So, it's a big deal.
Sweet. You know what? I might have to get in on some of that because I could use a new camera. Who couldn't, right? What about you, Alicia? You up for that?
Well, I don't think I'm quite qualified yet.
She has to learn how to dive first, and then she'll think about taking an underwater camera down with her and taking the next step. More coming up from Dominica. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. But the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we roam, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky. You are always gonna be my star.
All right, we got to do a little shout out to Mr. Remo, who does that song, that Dominica song. They used it on Talking Tourism. We made a little guest appearance on a local radio station hosted by our friend Simon, and they use his song there, Dominica, as well, from Remo. You can check it out on iTunes. Now, we're on the Dive Dominica boat during our surface interval, getting ready to do our second dive. I'm going to take Mermaid Alicia in for her second open water dive. You'll hear all about that a little bit later on as she becomes a paddy open water diver. Thanks to me, because, yes, I am Greg the Dive Master, but I'm also a dive instructor, and every once in a while I put those skills to the test. So that's what we're doing here in Dominica as part of our Dive Fest festivities. Now, Wyatt is on board. Now, Wyatt, you run a dive shop in Atlanta, right?
That's correct.
I was warned you were going to be here during Dominica Dive Fest from a friend of mine in Orlando named Chad Barbey. He said, you got to find this guy. He runs a top-notch dive operation in Atlanta. And the name of it is?
Sea Ventures Aquatic Center in Atlanta.
All right. And you got a group down here? Did it just happen to coincide with Dive Fest, or did you plan it that way?
It just happened to coincide with Dive Fest. We put this on the books about a year ago, and this is our second time back, and this island is just so wonderful, topside and below, that we had to give it a second go.
Yes, there is a lot of stuff to do, especially on the surface intervals. I mean, the diving is great, and you can get some of that in some other destinations, but it's pretty pristine here, don't you think?
Oh, it's awesome. The marine life, the critters, the healthiness of the reefs are just some of the best in the Caribbean.
Now, what about these hot pools, these sulfur-fed hot pools? Have you been up there to, burn or off gas, as they say?
We have. We did that yesterday. Went up to Trafalgar Falls, got some good photo ops up there, and sat in 101-degree temperature hot pools.
Yes, it doesn't get much better as far as the surface interval activities that you have here in Dominica. And you were telling me earlier today, you got a zip lining event planned for your afternoon activities. Is that the deal?
That's correct. No rest for the weary. We're off this afternoon to swing through the trees.
Nice. Now, I haven't done that here in Dominica yet, so assuming you make it through that alive, you can give me an update later on at the Johnny Walker Ting Ping party or whatever they call it.
Absolutely. We'll be there this evening with bells on.
Yes, okay, and that's pretty much all. Pretty much all they'll have. What's that?
I was just asking if they're all going to come to the photo awards tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll be there tomorrow. We're tomorrow's our kind of clean up and get ready for traveling. But tomorrow night, you betcha, we'll be there for the photo awards with all the group and the gang. And
cool.
And we're going to try to keep an eye on Single Scott as best we can. You know, he's hard to handle sometimes around here, but so far so good. We've managed to keep him out of trouble all week, I think.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
that's pretty tall order there, Wyatt. You don't know Scott well enough or the Scuba Radio crew, obviously. But hey, after tonight, that could change.
All night long tomorrow.
How much?
$3 EC, LLB, and white.
That's like 2 cents in American or something. It's crazy. It's a great value, but it could lend itself to some very creative radio a little bit later on. You hear what I'm saying? After we get a little socially lubricated.
Absolutely. You're losing money staying home, so it's best just to come on out and have a good time.
That's right. That's right. When the diving's done, the divers tend to drink like a fish, and so they got some festivities lined up with that in mind here a little bit later on, and we're going to cover it accordingly. I think our service interval is almost up. It's time for a Dan tip, and then we're gonna put Mermaid Alicia in the water for our second open water dive.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dominica. You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 141. Parrotfish can't talk and won't say hello no matter how many times you try.
Well, you are a rare parrot teacher.
However, below 100 feet, some divers have reported seeing all types of fish and crustaceans performing show tunes.
And we will dance.
Hey, blowfish, can you do a little Liza Minnelli for me? Come on, a real blowfish would do it. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studios, Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are we going to talk about today, Nick?
Emergency assistance plans.
Something every diver should have.
No dive preparation can be considered complete without it.
An ounce of prevention and all that.
That and an emergency is no time to have to figure things out.
So how do you define an emergency assistance plan?
An emergency assistance plan, or EAP, is essentially thinking through ahead of time what your actions will be in the event of an emergency.
So what should be in that plan?
At the very least, your plan should contain emergency contact information and phone numbers, and it should include information specific to the dive site. For any location you're diving, you should know where emergency services are located, how to activate them, what kind of response time is involved, and what, if any, additional assistance you can expect. You should know where the nearest medical facility is located. If you're unfamiliar with the site, call ahead and get the answers you need.
What if you're diving a location with an established operation?
Still a good idea to know their procedures. Find out what emergency equipment they have on hand and supplement whatever is necessary. Ask them what role you may or may not have to play, or what site-specific factors you may need to take into consideration.
Like what?
Like, is the dive site accessible to emergency vehicles? Are there medical facilities nearby? Are there medically trained people on the staff? That sort of thing. But regardless of what support you're expecting a dive operator to provide, you should still prepare a thorough enough plan that you can be self-sufficient if need be.
What else?
Any information that could be important should you or your dive buddy become incapacitated or unable to provide that important information should be included in your plan.
You mean like medical conditions or medication you're taking?
Exactly.
What about the means of calling for help itself?
That's a great question. We've all become pretty reliant on cell phones these days, but don't assume yours will work on the dive site. Many sites are remote enough that cell signals become unreliable. So either make sure yours will work, or find out where the nearest phone is located in case you need it. If you're in an especially remote location, you may want to consider taking a satellite phone along.
What about first aid information? I know I like to have information to reference so I don't have to rely on memory when someone else's safety is on the line.
Any emergency assistance plan should include basic first aid information that can serve as a reference for anyone who may have to render assistance.
How about emergency equipment?
A good plan will also include a checklist of emergency equipment, along with a notation for whether the equipment is being supplied by the individual diver or the dive site operator.
So, for example, if you rely on the operator or the dive leader to supply the oxygen unit...
Know where it is and ask to see it to confirm it's in working order.
What else?
Make sure your plan is written down and legible. Having the information doesn't do any good if you can't read it.
Should you share it?
Absolutely. Even though every diver should create his or her own plan, make sure you share yours with everyone diving with you. Let them know where the plan is located and what it contains. Ask them to share theirs with you, too.
How often do you need to update your emergency assistance plan?
Ideally, you'll double-check the information prior to every visit to a particular dive site. But realistically, many of us have sites we dive repeatedly throughout a given season. So in that case, at least once a year. Contact numbers and procedures do change, so don't ever assume that the information you have is current.
Because even the Dan emergency hotline number has changed.
That's right. Yep, it's now 919 684-9111.
Have the hotline procedures changed?
It's even easier to use now. It's still available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, but you can call it now for both diving and non-diving emergencies.
Cool. But creating an emergency assistance plan, I have to be honest, it seems like a lot of work.
I know it does, but it doesn't have to be. Even just the basics take only a few minutes to gather, and a lot of the information, like your personal information and the number to the Dan hotline, remains static from site to site. So it's really just the specifics of a given site that change. You don't have to start at square one every time.
Why not just create a template on a computer and fill it out when you need it?
That's a great way to go. That way, you're halfway home before you even start. If you need some help thinking through that template, you can find sample emergency assistance plans in training manuals and other dive texts.
Maybe it's not so hard.
It's easy and well worth the time.
Sounds like a plan to me. Emergencies are a time of action, not planning. Create your plan ahead of time so you'll have it to follow if you need it. A few basic facts can make a lot of difference. So take the time to generate an emergency assistance plan as part of your dive preparation. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here in Dominica. Now, we fast forward a few hours down the road. We're getting ready for our Jingping swing or something. I'm not sure what it is, but Mermaid Alicia has gotten through her second open water dive. She's just stuck one of these fruits in her mouth. What is that thing?
Well,
it's round, it's juicy.
It has some sort of like nectar, and then there's a giant seed inside of it, and you suck like, the nectar off of it.
You suck the nectar off the seed.
You throw the seed out.
This is like the M&M of Dominica. Nature's M&M in Dominica, I think.
Sure, but except, you know, when you eat an M&M, you eat the whole thing. This one you throw out.
Oh, yeah, you have like a pit or a cover or skin that you discard here. It is. It's like the fruit they eat as candy here in Dominica. What's the name of that? Do we know?
No, I'm not actually sure.
Angela. Mermaid Angela. What is the name of these little grape-looking fruits candy things?
I think they're called Knips.
Knips, that's right. Knips. So how do you like your Knip?
Yum. Perfect.
You love sticking those small little round juicy morsels in your mouth.
Yes, it's like a round fuzzy ball.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, that's one of the experiences you have here in Dominica. You eat the fruit, you eat the local flavor. You look like you like it.
I do like it. Just like everything else on this island.
Yeah, you're digging it. Now, you did your second open water dive. You're halfway home to getting your open water certification, thanks to me.
Yes, Sensei.
Yes, and you've done quite well. She hasn't died, so that's she's passed the first test, so to speak.
First test of living has been passed. Also, I've learned how to breathe and do things underwater that I couldn't do before, so it's been successful so far.
Yeah, and do you like it? Are you digging it? Are you so far the experience what you expected or different or what?
Yes, much safer than I originally expected it to be.
Yeah, she was a little nervous Nelly there when she was starting, but now she's getting more calm, she's relaxed, she's not sucking her air down, she has two more dives to go, and she's going to be a certified scuba diver. Hey, we got more coming up from the Jing Ting Ping or something like that here in Dominica next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
Yes, we are here in Dominica, and we've decided that these little balls of candy, fruit candy, which is actually a fruit that grows here in Dominica, we've come up with a slogan. You pick them from a tree, stick them in your mouth, and suck it.
That's
Nippets.
What you gotta do. Right?
What is that?
Kennips.
Kennips. See? All right, I'm not part of the Dominican marketing team, but what are you going to do? We have Woody here to keep me in line. So, Kennips.
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 That's how you say it.
And it's a fruit that grows here on these trees or right, whatever, and right. This just happens to be Kennips season?
Fruits all in a bunch. Now, in other islands like Barbados, it's actually called Ackies. So, every island has its own little term for Kennips.
All right, well, you grab your Kennips, stick them in your mouth, and suck it.
Right.
Something like that, and it's like candy. It's like M&M's.
Right. But don't swallow the seed.
Don't swallow it? Okay, yeah. That nut, it's like, you get the peanut M&M's, you get the Kennips, and you don't want to eat the nut inside of it. What happens if you eat the nut accidentally?
Well,
just not tasty
for young kids and children. It's really not a good thing.
Okay, just not a good thing. We'll just leave it at that. It'll probably kill you. But hey, the tasty part that you suck off of the inner seed is quite tasty indeed. Now, Woody is the man here in Dominica. He's been our host, cruising around, taking us around from dive operation to dive operation, site to site, the beaches, the works here. You do this all the time for people who want to come to Dominica, right, Woody?
That's right. Pretty much. That's what I do. I have a tour called Off the Beaten Trail, and I cater to small groups of people who just want to get away from all the crowd and all the chaos of the busloads and everything. So, and it's really picked up very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, Woody really knows his stuff. So if you're taking a cruise or something and you happen to have a Dominica on your stop for the cruise, Woody is the guy to connect with for your surface tour or whatever when you're stopping off here at the port here in Dominica. And you can find Woody on Facebook. Just what? So Woody and Dominica?
Yep. My Facebook site is Woody Dominica, and just join up and join the party.
Yes. Indeed, it is a party. Now, we are here at this. What is this? It's sponsored by Johnny Walker Scotch, and it's the Jing Ping something.
Right. It's called a Jing Ping Ting, and Jing Ping is a local form of music that is very popular around Independence Time. And we also decided to host a special event in the memory of Mr. Derek Perriman.
This is one of Derek's favorite events for sure. And it's like a rake and scrape in the Bahamas. So we're going to cover this. Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine, they're one of the photographers for that magazine. They shoot the covers both front and backside. If you've seen that magazine, you open it up and see the reverse photo. We have the people that do those photos for Dive Training Magazine with us here at the Jing Ping Ping. Jing Ping Ping. I'll get it right by the end of the show, surely. But we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck coming to you from Dominica Dive Fest. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. Pass me a commit.
Excellent.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.